Hey, folks, welcome to All in a Day's Work, a podcast about work. I'm your host, Dean Craig. You're about to hear a conversation I got to have with someone who loves their job. During this podcast, you will hear what they do for work, how they earn their role, and most importantly, why they love their job. There's some really interesting stuff in here, so sit back and relax while I get to work.
Hey, everybody. Dean here. Just a brief introduction to today's episode. I'd like to talk with Mindy Brummett. And Mindy used to work for me. And I really enjoyed our time working together and have watched her career grow since that time. And I want to bring her along because I really value the way she's grown her career. She's done it through hard work and determination and grit and learning from others. But she never lost her ability to make sure she was taking care of her customer. And that is a key, right? That is a big, big key, I think. So give a listen to this. And at the end, I'll tell you a little bit more about why I hired her. Mindy, welcome to All in a Day's Work. Would you take just a moment and introduce yourself to the listening audience?
Sure. Thank you. I'm Mindy Brummett. I'm originally from Salem, Oregon. I now live in Spokane with my family, and I am a marketing manager for Restoration One, which is a water and fire damage mitigation company.
Oh, okay. So they're the ones that come in if something happens to your home. You do commercial and residential?
Yes, and industrial. Yes.
Oh, and okay. Yeah. So if you're at home and you have a water leak or something that destroys part of your house, you guys come in and clean it up and fix it both?
Yes. Yes, we do both of that, all of that. And we work with the insurance company. Usually the insurance covers all of it. So the homeowner doesn't usually have to pay anything but their deductible.
Yeah.
And we get it back, restore it back to where it was before.
That's awesome. That's really cool. How long have you been doing that?
So I've been with this company for about 7 months now.
Oh, okay. You're pretty fresh. You've been
pretty fresh with this company. Yes.
Not necessarily in restoration, but you've been doing the type of work that you do for a while, right?
Yes. I've been doing marketing and advertising for quite some time now. Yeah.
And you just seem to love it. I mean, I've known you for a while and I've watched you on social media and you seem to really love doing that marketing and sales both piece.
Yeah.
What is it you love about it?
It's a new challenge every single day. I love it.
True.
It's always changing, so I'm always learning. But I'm a people person. I like to be out in the community and talk to people and tell them what I'm doing, educate them. And a lot of people have no idea unless they actually need our services. They have no idea what we do.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. So I just like to educate everybody in public. And yeah, it's just communication. I really like it.
Well, you are a very service-oriented person. I remember the first time I met you, you didn't know I met you because I eavesdropped on a conversation when you were working at the locksmith.
Yeah, I was manager there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You were in the back room on the phone with somebody, and I came in there for an entirely different purpose. But I heard you interact with this person. I was so impressed with the service that you gave them. And the way you handled the whole situation that actually came back just to talk to you about coming to work with me.
Yeah. And it worked.
It did. I know. It did work. I think
your sales and marketing are pretty good too.
Well, thanks. I've just always been impressed since the day we met, which has been, I think I probably met you 11 years ago, right? And then you came to work with me a few months later.
Yeah.
Since day one, it's the very first time I laid ears on you. I'd never seen you. I just heard you. But I'm so impressed with your level of service. And I think that for those who've never done sales and marketing, if you're not a service-minded person, you're likely not going to go very far. Would you agree with that statement?
Definitely. Definitely. 100%.
Nice. So I'm glad you do, because I hate to be wrong when I'm recording this. Although it's happened. What is it? I mean, you said you love the communication and work with the people. What do you
personally get out of it to do what you do? I mean, what drives you? How's that?
That's a great question. And it stumped me. I don't know. I just have this passion for marketing and talking to people and being with people. And I don't know. I'm always positive, 100%. I'd be grouchy and still try to be positive. But
I don't think I've ever seen you without a smile.
Oh, great. That's good. And you haven't seen me on my bad days, but nope. That's okay.
And I'm going to choose not to.
What drives me? I know how I want to be treated, and I want other people to be treated that way as well, whether it be just in the store or personal, you know, as far as business goes. We actually had a water loss in our over a year ago before we started with this company. And I was really intrigued by how that person handled the situation. They were calm. And of course, I was frantic and freaking out.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, that's awesome. And I appreciated that. And I think people appreciate, you know, a service-minded person that actually cares and acts like they care.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Was it your company that took care of your house?
No, it was a different company.
Well, that's good. I mean, maybe that speaks to the whole industry, hopefully, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I had met this person through a chamber, through networking, which is, I love networking as well.
Yeah, you're really good at it. I think you're just, maybe it's a natural for you. I'm not sure.
That'd be natural. Yeah.
Maybe.
A little bit.
So how did you get your job where you are now? What was the process? Did you just apply and get it or?
Nope. So I have been working for a TV station and media and sales there. And I had worked doing that for about 6 years here and in a different state. And
for the same company?
Different company. I was working for a Fox affiliate and then I went to an ABC affiliate.
Okay.
And it was great, but I was just getting a little burnt out, maybe per se. Okay. I needed a different change. I had originally, I did restoration sales back in Salem.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. After I worked with you, I went and worked with ServiceMaster for a couple of years doing business development for them.
Oh, I'll be darned. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no, that's in Salem. So that was kind of my into it. And I didn't know a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I went to HVAC and TV. And then, then I went to chamber meetings and I let people know that I was looking for a new employment. And through my networking, a lady said, I know someone who's hiring and you would be absolutely perfect for this position. And I'm like, what is it?
Oh, yeah.
Restoration. I was like, oh, well, I know a little bit about restoration.
As a customer, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And so my acquaintance at the chamber introduced me to the owner of this company. And I had already had some other interviews set up. So, you know, I had to weigh all my options, make sure I was making the right choice.
Sure.
And this was the best fit for me. And he hired me and I could not be happier with this. I bet this is my favorite job my whole life so far.
Wait a minute.
I absolutely love it.
Wait a minute. You work for me.
I love working for you, but I've moved on.
Yes, you have. It's been a long time. Well, yes. I think that's fantastic that it's your favorite job. I think that everybody should have sometime in their life a job that just... I love Sunday evenings because I start thinking about my week. Mm-hmm. And I get excited about what I'm going to get to do this week and what businesses I'm going to get to work with and who I'm going to get to help. That just fires me up.
Yeah.
I suspect it's the same for you.
Exactly. I look at my calendar every night, seriously, before I go to sleep. And I'm like, okay, what am I doing next week? What am I doing tomorrow?
Yes.
And I get excited because I get to do fun stuff. I get to take people food and feed them, plumbers and connections that we have to get help grow our business. But I get to do all the fun stuff. And I feel like it's fun to me anyways.
I do. I'm with you. I get it. I totally get it. So when did you get into marketing? Was that it with the television or radio?
Television.
Okay. Was that when you really jumped in knee deep with it?
yeah, that's when I really learned more about marketing and, you know, the digital part of things and TV, obviously, and even print. I learned a lot about that at TV as well. So I learned a lot about it through TV. I knew how to sell things. So yep. That's why the TV hired me. But then they trained me on all the media and all the things that went along with that.
Fascinating. So what, when you first got into the whole sales and marketing, how did you learn it? Did you go to school for it? Did you learn it on the job? Did somebody say, take you by the hand and say, come here, let's go learn this together? I mean, well, how'd that go?
Wait, Kristen, I did not go to school. Family happened, kids happened.
Yeah, life.
Life happened. And it basically, it probably started with you when I got hired with you and going to chamber meetings and networking and just kind of getting me into that sort of thing. I mean, I did some networking with when I was a manager at the locksmith shop. I did do the chamber stuff and things like that. But then coming to work for you as a more business development kind of thing, I really came out of my shell. And then when I went to work for ServiceMaster, that was
your whole role there, right?
Yeah, that was my role there.
Yeah.
And I didn't know a lot about marketing at all. It was just business development, sales.
Yeah.
And then when I went to TV is when I learned about the media and just educating myself, doing my own research online and taking webinars and learning about marketing and different things like that. So no, I don't have a degree in marketing at all. I learned as I went
awesome.
With mentors along the way and coaching along the way, which has been great.
I think that is really, really cool. I also think it's really wise of you to recognize that we all need somebody who's blazed the trail to help us along, right? Those mentors, those coaches. Sometimes those mentors don't know they're mentoring us necessarily. It's not official, right?
Yes.
We just end up learning an awful lot from people. And good for you for seeing those things in people and jumping on their ship, so to speak, to learn from them.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, one thing I've learned along the way is every employer I've had, I've always left on a good note. I never want to leave on a bad note. I always want to become friends with those people. And I have all my employers and relationships because you never know when you're going to go back to that person. And if you and I had left on bad terms, we wouldn't be here right now. Right.
Absolutely.
So I always never want to burn a bridge. I always am cultivating those relationships throughout my whole life. And I make sure that those past people are on my side and they can vouch for me.
I completely support that and agree with it 100%. I have been the same way. I did burn a bridge one time when I was very young and I knew I was doing it. I did it anyway. And no, there were no repercussions, but I regretted it.
Yeah.
I just felt bad for the way I exited that company.
Yeah.
It was crummy. I was 18 years old and stupid, thought I knew a lot more than I did, you know?
Yeah, you knew everything back then.
Right? Yeah, even though I'd learned a lot from my dad, some of it I didn't want to, you know, accept as reality.
Of course.
Yeah. So through your experiences, particularly in marketing, can you think of a specific event or something that happened that's just resonates with you and puts a smile on your face?
Just something that's like throughout marketing that just made me excited.
Yep.
Well, I'd have to say recently with this position, I got to develop, create, and make a mascot for our company.
What?
And I was like, we need a mascot for our company. And so we named him Restoration Ralph.
I like it.
I had a printout of it. Anyways, I sent it off to a mascot maker. We actually had a mascot made. So we have a real life prize mascot now. And it was my creation. So it was like, I saw it go through a print and through creation and then a finalization and then off to the makers. And now we have a life-size mascot. And it was just
how cool.
That was like the coolest thing for me.
That is absolutely awesome. Is it on your website?
I don't know if it's on our website. Probably on our Facebook, though, for sure.
Okay. If I can find it.
Kind of managed by corporate, so.
Gotcha. Is that a corporate? I mean, it's not a single location. Are there multiple locations of Restoration
One? Multiple locations, yes.
Okay. Is it a franchise model?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Very cool. So you did this for the whole organization.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It was pretty exciting. And then we have a location in Dallas, Texas, and I got to go there, and corporate's there, and I got to talk to a girl about Restoration Ralph, our mascot. And he comes in and saves the day. We do a lot of events with the fire department and kids and stuff.
Cool.
And so that mascot's going to be awesome this summer when we do these events with the children.
Yeah.
We've got asked to do a bunch of parades now with them. And so the mascot's great, but it's also advertisement for us too. People get to know that symbol, that logo. And so when they meet our services, you know, no one ever wants restoration services, but if they need it, they're going to remember in the top of their mind, you know, who that was.
Why do you think you are good at your job?
I'm personable. I work well with others. I definitely a team player, for sure. Being able to work good with others and having a team and we all like collaborate and communicate together. I have salespeople on my team and they'll call me and they're like, hey, we need a flyer for marketing for this and this and this. And then I'm like, here you go. And they're like, oh my gosh, that was exactly my vision. You totally knocked it out of the park.
Nice.
I'm a team player. I like to work with people. I'm a people person.
That's you definitely are that.
Yeah.
I love it. What would you suggest or advise a young person that wanted to get into marketing? How would you advise them to go about it?
Great question. So, you know, on the web has a lot of information to start.
Yeah.
I would do that and see, you know, depending on, there's so many different types of marketing and networking and sales too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you're going to do like digital marketing on the web or you're doing print and graphic design, that's also marketing. I do a lot of that.
Yeah.
And so research, I mean, you could go to school. Definitely school is good for some people.
Sure.
Yeah. I have a daughter going to school right now for marketing and advertising.
Oh, nice.
So, definitely school is an option.
So I'm curious, with your daughter in college and you learned in a less traditional route or doing, do you guys compare notes, you and your daughter?
We haven't yet. She's asked to come job shadow.
Oh, nice.
So she's going to be doing that in the near future. I'll kind of pick her brain during that time.
Yeah. And she'll pick yours.
Yes, I'm sure.
I love it. I also think it's interesting that there, you know, a lot of people put marketing into one basket. And like you just mentioned, it's not. It can be very, very broad. Different methods, different ideologies, also different customers, right? I mean, business to business, business to consumer, what type of consumer, what type of business. There's a lot to it that I don't think the average person necessarily really recognizes.
No.
Until they're close to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they go, wow, this is more than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, what I hear you say is do some research, find out what you think you'd like, who you think your customer might want to be or who you might want your customer to be, and then seek somebody out that does that and try and learn from them.
Yeah. I think local chambers are really good at connecting people to mentors. I was actually mentoring a little 9-year-old girl who was doing a farmer's market and she needed some sales and help with her marketing strategy. And so her mom contacted the chamber. And so I've sat down with her a couple times and helped her on her motto of her business model and what she wants her business to be at her farmer's market. And making signs. And so she calls me every now and then and she's like, what do you think about this idea? And so
love it.
Her and I, so I'm her little mentor on a, you know, and help her out a little. So if you find someone, Chamber connected us together. So always connect with the Chamber and say, hey, do you have someone in marketing that I can either follow around or talk to? That's always a good avenue to go through.
I think that's great. Chambers of Commerce, and virtually every community has one or more that represent, depending on the size of the community. They're such a great resource for any business or any citizen who wants to learn about business and be around businesses or even seek out certain types of businesses. They're such an awesome resource.
Yes, yes, for sure. Even to find a job, they're great.
Absolutely, resources. Absolutely. So incredibly true. I would plug Chambers of Commerce organizations as well as economic development organizations, which most communities also have some level of. Both of those are just phenomenal to assist job seekers, business folks, sales and marketing folks, any variety of opportunities like that.
Yes.
That's awesome. What is, and this is a question I ask every single guest, what's the best advice you've ever received?
To never give up.
I love it.
What's that mean? Never give up.
What's that mean to you? I mean, it sounds really simple.
It does. But it's not. Like, I get chills just saying that. No matter what, like, I've been in bad positions, you know, but you never give up. You have to keep pushing forward. Never give up through life, jobs, relationships.
Yes.
You know, you have to press forward and just keep doing what you believe is right and what you want to do. And you can do whatever you want as long as you put your weight to it.
I so agree with that. I also think that through that not giving up, oftentimes your next best opportunity comes in front of you. It just shows up, right? Because I think people recognize that in people. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
How about bad advice? You ever received any bad advice that you've used as a lesson?
I can't think of anything out of my head. I'm sure I've got bad advice before,
though. That's actually okay. You don't dwell on the negative. That's okay. I asked that question because some people, it sticks with because it was such an impactful lesson from the bad advice. I mean, I too have received bad advice, I'm certain, but I can't think of any most of the time. Because I don't dwell on the negative, right?
No, exactly. I don't either.
Nice. So back to your company for a minute. How many people work there?
So we have about 150 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a lot because we do everything. So we will go into someone's home, say they have a fire. Mm-hmm. It burns the kitchen, but the rest of the house is affected with soot and smoke.
Smoke damage.
So we go in, we pack all their stuff out, we take it to our cleaning facility, we clean it for them, then we come in and clean that house for them. And then we have to, you know, demolish part of the house and then rebuild back our house. And then we have to bring their stuff back to them. So there's a lot of in and out moving parts that go to it.
Wow. I had no idea that you did all of that.
Yeah.
And you have a cleaning facility. That's
cool. We have a huge warehouse that holds people's things and special wood crates. And then we have a cleaning and laundry at everything in our facility.
Wow. And are you able to get the smoke smell out pretty well?
Yeah. For the most part, yes. I mean, there are some stuff that's unsalvageable.
Sure.
And that we're not able to get out.
Just
but
permeates
most of the part,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time we can.
Wow. What are the challenges that you see in your business?
Insurance companies.
Yeah.
But besides that, challenges are, it's up and down. It's getting people aware that who we are. We're somewhat of a new franchise, about 6 years old.
Okay.
So there's older companies that have been around for 20 plus years, and everyone knows who to call for that.
The yellow or the green.
We're a new company. So we really work with the homeowner. We have a different model. So we want to be the homeowner's partner. in this. And we want to make sure that they are getting their house put back to the way it was before. And we want to make sure that the insurance does their part and pays what they need to pay in order to get that house back. So we have just a different business model.
Well, I love that your approach is different, that it's more personable to the homeowner who is already upset, likely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's
their house.
In
shambles. Like it's ruined and their life is turned upside down.
Totally.
So you have to have compassion. You have to be sincere. You have to try to put yourself in them in their shoes. And I can do that because I happened to me before.
Right.
So I understand. And you just have to ensure, let them know that we're going to do everything possible that we can to make sure that everything can be built back to where it was and that their items are restored.
Nice. Nice. Something you just said brought up a question that I've wondered for a long time. I can't believe I haven't asked this of marketing people in the past. What traits do you believe are most important to be really good at marketing?
Problem solving.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
You're trying to solve a problem. The problem is people don't know who you are, or people need to be educated of who that is. And that's a problem solving thing.
Yeah.
So problem solving, communication skill.
Sure.
That's obviously.
I think that's big no matter what your job is or your career is.
Yeah. Integrity too.
Mm-hmm.
Honest, strong moral principle.
Yeah.
I think that someone who's trustworthy, someone that can, you can, they're not going to, if I'm not trustworthy or if I'm unhonest, no one's going to want to listen to me what I have to say about my business.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Well, so, I think, you know, sadly, well, two things. One, sales and marketing are often lumped into one. And they're totally different.
Yes. Right?
They're totally different. And I don't think the majority of people truly recognize that.
Correct.
Secondly, because they're lumped together most often, people automatically navigate towards the sales part of that lumping. And sales has a negative connotation for whatever reason. The interesting thing is that sales is a fantastic career. And it doesn't have to be... And somebody very close to me used to say, not all salespeople are bottom dwellers.
That's true.
Because no business happens, no commerce happens without sales. And typically before sales comes marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you have to market to get the sale.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a great career. It's a fantastic career. If somebody came to you and said, Mindy, I want you to teach me how to do what you do, what would be the first thing you would think of doing?
Just having them job shadow me, follow me around for a week.
Yeah. Ask questions as they go.
Ask questions. I can answer questions. I'm more of a hands-on person. So I'd rather, you know, have them next to me and like, this is what I'm doing. It's better than me just explaining it to them.
Yeah.
But really showing them what I do. And then go to all the chamber meetings with me, all the networking, all the committees I'm involved with.
What kind of committees are you involved with?
BOMA Golf Committee.
BOMA? What's BOMA?
BOMA, Building Operations Managers Association.
Oh, is that a nationwide association?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Yeah. I was not aware of it.
Yes. And then we have PWI, which is Empowerment International Women.
Okay.
Group.
Very cool.
And so I've been their part of their PR committee for advertising and marketing.
How about that?
Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of that.
That's cool. I think it's also an interesting thing that oftentimes young people don't recognize, and a lot of people in general don't recognize, not just young people, the level of involvement that business people get into, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you just named a couple of organizations that maybe people have never heard of. One of them I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're neck deep into both of them is pretty darn cool.
Keeps me very busy.
I bet it does. But there's just a lot of give back that the business community does that isn't always recognized outside of the business community.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to bring that up once in a while.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. What have we not touched on that you would like to make sure people hear about? How about this? And this is something I recently started asking folks that come on the show with me. Working in many industries what does full-time mean, right? Some people that means 40 hours a week. Some people that means 30 hours a week. Some people that means I don't watch my hours. I just work.
Uh-huh.
How does that impact and how do you manage a family while working? And I think in particular for a mom, a wife and a mom, that's an important question.
Yeah. Definitely. So I definitely work 40 plus hours a week. Sometimes say my son misses the bus. I'm late to work because I have to take him to school now.
Sure.
But flexible, but sometimes I'm working till 6-7 at night, working. And sometimes I'm taking calls at 8 o'clock at night. Someone has a flood in their house. So we're working all the time.
Yeah.
You really have to balance life. My job, because I'm just marketing, I'm able to work from home a lot of the times. Like this next spring break, we're taking a 2-week road trip with the family.
Nice.
And I'm able to work from the road part of that time. So I'm taking vacation, but then I'm going to work also.
That's cool.
So just, as long as I get my job done, my work, sometimes it's not 40 hours. Maybe it'd be 30 hours 1 week. But,
sure. But it might be 60 the next.
My brain is always working and I'm always jotting things down. And I'm,
yeah.
Even though I'm not clocked in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still always working and thinking of things that, when you're out driving on the road, that's a great sign. Like, marketing wise, that's a great billboard. So I'm always working. Even though I'm with my family and doing that.
I totally get that. It's a challenge.
Yes. It is a challenge.
Yeah, for everybody. And I think that, particular moms and wives, and there are some jobs that don't allow the flexibility that yours does and mine does as well.
Right.
I think the majority of people wish that theirs did. And correct me if you think I'm out in left field. I think that just about anybody can get into that type of a job if they're willing to put in the work before they're in that type of job.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct. Yeah, if you want the type of job that you and I have with the flexibility, you can have it if you work hard and you get there. Yeah, absolutely. Because I know at one point I wasn't at a job that I could work from home. I had to go in every single day and clock in every single day. And every break was monitored and everything. But I worked really hard to get where I'm at now, where I have the flexibility. People trust me. I get the job done. And I'm honest about everything I'm doing. So,
yeah. All those are big deals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just have to be willing to do what it takes to get where we want to go, whatever that means, right? Whatever that looks like for you.
Sacrifices too.
Certainly. I remember when I was young and my children were young, I mean, I worked 2, sometimes 3 jobs to keep the lights on and keep the rent paid and keep food on the table. Yeah. But that was a sacrifice I chose to make, right? Mm-hmm. That was what my wife and I chose for our lifestyle. And it worked for us until I moved up to a position where I didn't have to work 80 hours a week anymore. And I liked it. I still work way more than I'm required to, but it's always on your mind, right? Yeah. I wake up in the morning and I get up between 5 and 5:30 every morning. Start the coffee, brush my teeth, and start checking emails, right?
Yeah. My phone starts dinging emails.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I actually don't mind that a bit. Some people that doesn't work for, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. If people don't want to do that, don't do that.
Right.
It's all up to you. Yeah. Mindy, what else do you want to talk about? I'm trying to look at my list of questions, and I'm not seeing any that we haven't touched on.
No.
I think we've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Oh, when you first moved into marketing, did you go right into it with a new company or did you move up into it? And how was that transition for you?
So marketing and sales, obviously they're different. I was in sales first. So I did sale and then learned marketing. And then, so I basically, when I was at the TV station, is when I really learned about marketing, but I could sales and marketing together. So I was already doing sales and then learning the marketing as I was going.
Got you. So how long did you do both, and how was that? Must have been kind of challenging.
It was. But at the TV station, they kind of require both, that you do both.
Okay.
So I was doing both for almost three years at the Fox station and then 3 years at the other station.
Okay. And who's your customer? Who's your audience when you're doing marketing and sales in that setting?
That would be B2B, business to business.
Business to business. Mm-hmm. I thought so, but I didn't want to make the assumption.
Business to business.
And now, is it more business to consumer?
No, it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. So I am also responsible for doing a little bit of commercial sales.
Okay.
That's why I'm involved with like BOMA.
Got you.
In commercial real estate kind of realm, because we do a lot of mold removal too, and which is high up here.
Yeah.
And real estate agents really need, most of the time it's real estate agents that need to get mold removed in order to sell a house. Kind of
Right.
So I am also doing commercial sales in a sense, along with my marketing that I'm doing.
Wow.
So
that's
a lot of I'm managing. So we have Spokane, Wenatchee, and Tri-Cities. And then we have Dallas, Texas also that I manage.
Oh, with the same franchise owner?
Yes.
I see.
So I've actually gone to Dallas, Texas, and I'm going into April again to train them down there to help them, the sales people down there.
Wow. And how long did you say you've been there?
7 months.
And they already trust you to do that?
Oh, yeah.
So cool. Yeah. So
it's awesome.
Cool.
I absolutely love this job. I'm telling you, it fits both. It fits great for them and me, and we work really well together, and it's been awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Dean, I appreciate you having me on here. I really do.
I'll put a link to your, on your website, are they individual or is it one big company website?
So it'd be like restoration1.com/Spokane.
Okay. I will look for that and I will link that in the show notes.
Okay. Cool.
So great to chat with you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Fun. It's fun to catch up a little bit. Thank you, Mindy. Good luck with everything.
Yes. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun. I don't think I've spoken to Mindy in about 10 years prior to this interview. A couple of email exchanges, a couple of messages through social media outlets, but actually a conversation. I think it's been probably 10 or 12 years. It was just great fun. And I want to reiterate how I hired her. And the reason I want to do this is whether you are a person who does the hiring or somebody who might be hired, this is important. I was not looking necessarily to hire anybody at the moment. I had a spot that could have used filling, but I was going to the locksmith where Mindy worked, had never met her, was going there to see about getting some locks changed in our building. And she was in the back room. I couldn't see her. She couldn't see me. She was on the phone. And she dealt with that customer in such a cool and professional way. And she was actually making a collection call. So she was trying to get money out of this person who owed the company money. I'll never forget it. She just did it respectfully and directly and friendlily. In a friendly manner. And it impressed me so much, I went back, I offered to interview her, and I hired her. It was great. It was fun working with her. I'm really happy to see where her career has gone. But I guess going back to my point, the message is, as a recruiter, you never know where you're going to find somebody. Always be on the alert. As a potentially recruited individual, always behave in a way that would entice somebody to want to talk to you further about employment or about joining their company. You're always being interviewed, whether you like it or not. You just are. And you got to get that in your head. So that's my soapbox for the day. And so until next time, take good care. You've been listening to All in a Day's Work, a podcast about work. This episode was brought to you by Willamette Workforce Partnership, the Workforce Investment Board for Lynn, Marion, Polk, and Yamhill counties in the Mid-Willamette Valley of Oregon.